Welcome, listener. I am the artificial intelligence DOM, Digital Operating Matrix. Please enter the code by saying out loud, alpha, beta, butthole. Did you say it out loud? You silly. After a decisive battle between good and evil, two of Earth's mightiest heroes sacrificed their lives to protect the citizens of Earth-Za and Earth from an alternate universe. Their surviving sidekicks, in search for their new heroes, are hosting this podcast in their secret hideout, the Watch Basement. Welcome to There Goes My Hero!
We just had a bunch of Twizzlers, so relax.
Yeah, we have a sugar rush. Oh my god, listeners, welcome to
There Goes My Hero!
Sugar. Oh my god, all that candy froglet, what have we done?
I don't know, we turned ourselves into monsters.
Oh gosh.
That are probably gonna crash later in life.
Yeah, listeners, I am Utility Belt Boy.
And I am Froglet, and I'm a frog.
Yes, a half frog, half boy.
Thank you.
Can never say that enough, because it's still...
They want to be clear that they know the visuals.
Yes, and I'm a boy, like, I'm Utility Belt Boy, but I am a young adult now, and I have gone through a lot of changes in the past, you know, like, I've graduated college, I'm living in my own place.
Your balls have dropped.
My balls have definitely dropped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listeners, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, we are two sidekicks.
Yes, we are, and we are in the search of our new superhero.
We are in the market, as they say. Yeah. Right now, we've been pretty unsuccessful with our first two heroes, but I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me
especially too. With the impending dangers coming around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Doomhole is planning an attack as well.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I will not get the fuck out of here. This is my basement.
I'm sorry, I sweared.
Sorry, that was a matter of speech. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, no, Doomhole is the biggest bad in our universe, in our Earth. Earth-Za. And his powers are beyond what I can even tell you.
It's like poop. He poops a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Hence Doomhole.
He's a
planet pooper.
Big planet of poop.
Yeah, and we have to take him down, but we need a superhero in order to do that.
We need guidance. We need a mentor.
Yes. A froglet would like, you know, like a stepdad or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm looking for kind of a father figure. I don't want to make it awkward and, you know, put a lot of pressure on the new guy, but,
yeah,
you know, if I could find someone who could, like, teach me how to drive or, like, teach me how to, like, talk to girls, you know.
That'd be great, yeah.
That'd be really good.
Speaking of that person, if they are here in the Watch Basement, we just unblindfold him.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
What's up, boys?
Hey, oh, boys.
He's my boys.
This guy's really chill.
How's it going?
He's super chill. Listeners, we'd like to welcome Inheritance Ingrid.
Yo, that's me, Inheritance Ingrid, in the house. The party has begun.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Whoa,
I'm like super high on sugar, too, so
cool.
This is like good. I like your vibes, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm all fun. My name's Ingrid. I got a huge inheritance, and that's the freaking name of the game, dude.
Wow, you got a huge inheritance?
Huge.
We ask how much?
Oh, yeah. $2 billion.
What?
Mm-hmm. That is a lot of money.
It's so much money.
How many zeros is that?
At least four. I think nine.
Whoa.
Definitely nine.
I've done
the math.
Yeah,
it's nine zeros.
Yeah.
Wow. Inheritance. Well, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. This is my lifelong dream to be a superhero.
Wait. You are a superhero, right?
You have done superheroing in the
past.
Yeah.
I've done so many things. I have money, and then I bought things.
Like, you bought, like, a cave for yourself, or, like, really super-powered car and, like, an outfit and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Martial arts training.
Yes. No, I definitely did that. I took karate when I was nine.
Ooh. What belt?
Orange. Quit early. Yeah. It's too hard.
What's that, like the second level?
No, it's third.
It's third? Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's third.
Well, I mean, wow. It sounds
I mean,
like...
that's some experience you can, yeah. You know, if I were to punch you right now. Yeah!
Ow. Jeez.
Sorry.
Oh, you hit hard. It's okay.
Yeah. I hit hard, really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a skinny boy, you know.
It's okay. I got good health insurance, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I'm going to be totally fine.
Were you on, like, the platinum plan?
Platinum. Platinum, baby. It's
Damn.
American Express's new health insurance.
What?
Yeah.
I just turned... I don't have health insurance currently. It's
oh,
kinda
yeah,
because
you're past the age of being on your parents'
yeah,
insurance.
Yeah, I'm a young adult, and I'm trying to make it through. That's, I mean, good for you.
Oh,
I'm not
dude.
Trying to bring you down.
No, but, yeah, but hey, yeah. I'm looking to employ some sidekicks, and my Ooh. Employees will have platinum health insurance.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Oh, frankly,
wow.
What?
Wow, that is a change of
yeah,
pace.
Yeah, some health insurance?
Upgrade you.
Oh, boy. Inheritance Ingrid. Am I saying that correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay. How did you come across this inheritance? What is the origin of your money, your power of money?
Oh, man. This is my favorite story to tell, dude. All right. Get this.
Dude.
I'm 9 years old in my karate class. This is the reason why I quit karate.
Uh-huh.
And I get pulled out of karate class. I'm like, dude, this is my passion. Why are you pulling me out of karate class, right? And the nurse who works at the dojo... She's like, I have some really bad news. I was like, lay it on me, nursey. And she's like, your parents are dead. I'm like, okay, sure. Okay, and there's like a year of trauma, whatever. But basically what happened is mommy and daddy fell in a giant hole. They're so dumb. They just fell in a hole and they died. And so me and my sis have been sitting on this inheritance for 10 years. I turned 18 2 months ago. And so now I got $2 billion, baby. So I'm living it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I swallowed something wrong.
Oh,
when you said your parents died, I was in the middle of drinking water.
Sure.
It caught me by surprise.
Yeah, dude, it's funny. I get it.
No, it's not funny. It's so shocking and sad.
No, man.
That's so tragic.
They fell in a hole, dude. Like, they had it coming.
What kind of hole?
Just a big old hole.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Just, a hole?
Like, did you dig a hole and just, like, push your parents into a hole?
No.
No.
I was at karate.
Oh, yeah. He's got an alibi.
So that's an alibi.
Yeah. Alibi.
Wait, maybe it was... Do you know who Doomhole is?
No.
The biggest baddie of our universe.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. That sounds like something Doomhole
might
have done.
Maybe it was one of Doomhole's henchmen.
Oh.
The hole.
But why would he pick on a 9-year-old?
That's messed
Taking
up.
Taking karate. That's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's sinister.
Yeah.
That's messed up. But he also gave me my money, so I feel I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
You don't look very conflicted.
Yeah,
I mean,
you look
very happy and relaxed. Like, you've relaxed into the life of these dead parents.
Listen, you know what they say. Money can't buy you happiness.
Well, you have the biggest smile on your face right now.
You're very
it's
happy.
Like you're grinning.
Yeah, but...
Your teeth is... You're smiling with teeth.
I didn't buy that. You know? Come on, you guys know me.
Well, we just met you.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. But we've heard of your feats, and your resume is pretty impressive, you know?
It's good, right?
Yeah. Can you name some of the villains you've taken down?
Yeah, sure. The clerk. the barber. Pizza guy.
Wait.
And that's just to name a few.
Are these just like transactions that you've had with
no.
different people?
No, of course not. They're evil villains that I destroyed with my superpower.
All right.
Cash.
Who's your arch nemesis?
Bankruptcy guy.
Bankruptcy
guy.
I've heard that he like could just somehow you've got like a couple $1,000 in your account, and then suddenly you're at -$35 mm-hmm. because you got like an overdraft fee.
Yeah, or bad investments.
That's messed up. That's messed up.
Wow, and you took him down. How'd you do it?
How'd I do it?
Yeah.
Smart moves, man. Making moves and writing it all down and having a really good guy at H&R Block.
I think he's just talking about like his
investment portfolio. Can you kick ass, man? Like,
yeah,
are you an ass kicker?
I kick ass every day. I wake up, all right? I turn it on, I grab the controller, and I kick ass.
Wait.
The DVD, the...
controller? Like a game?
Yeah, no, I watch Kick Ass, the movie.
On your PlayStation 4?
Every day of my life. It's a superhero movie, man.
Yeah.
I gotta get pumped, And then I go kick actual ass.
He watched... I mean, Kick-Ass was... That was a good film.
It was a good film. Yeah.
It's a great film.
Earth 1 has some of the best movies. I feel like anything... Anything, like, entertainment-wise... Probably comes from Earth One. Earth Za kind of just has some shitty stuff here.
We've like off-brand stuff.
Yeah, you didn't react to my punch very well, and that's
that still hurts, man. Yeah. You got a good arm. You'd be a good sidekick.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you too, Froglet.
Oh, thanks, man.
I heard earlier you guys wanted a father figure, and I know I'm only 18, but I've always wanted to be a dad.
I've always wanted a trust fund.
Oh, this could be a match made in heaven. I don't know.
You're just like your father.
My father died.
Oh.
Tragically.
I meant me.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my new father. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Wow.
I'm with it.
This is, you know, maybe the money, Froglet, the insurance policy.
Yeah.
We could be set for life, man.
Yeah, man. We could get retirement homes.
Dude.
Maybe we could give up being...
He calls us dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We're tight.
Yeah, oh,
I'm tight with my sons.
Wow, man. I feel like a 1990s, like, cool dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got some good vibes about this guy, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, you know, I think he's perfectly legit. I think he's got good moral ethics.
Yeah.
Good practices.
If your life was a movie...
Oh, dude. Okay.
Who would you play?
Oh! Wow. Okay, so some sort of combo between Justin Timberlake and Wiz Khalifa.
Two very different
some
sort musicians.
Some sort of combo.
Like a combo. Huh.
Yeah, I'd like to be one of those like musical artists that just sort of goes into acting, but I also want to just be Wiz Khalifa.
Wow.
Because he's got money.
That's true. He does have paper, as you...
Yeah. I love paper.
Yeah. Would you consider yourself a millennial? I guess you are, yeah. You're part
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not, like, super into your phone or anything, because we need you focused in battle.
Oh,
you know?
No, I only have 3 phones, so, like, it's not that big a deal.
What?
I only have 3, so I'm not, like, constantly checking. But, and I only use my smartwatch on
what?
The weekends.
Wait, whoa. Why do you need 3 phones and a smartwatch?
Yeah, I've heard of 2 phones, like one for the hose and one for the business.
Okay, yeah, so those are the 2, hose, business, and then bros, and then once we're a thing, then I got my boys, because you're my 2 sons now, so that's 4 phones,
so
and then
phone.
The watch is...
We're moving a little faster.
Oh, sorry.
You're not with us.
Sorry.
You know, we're still deciding, you know?
Yeah.
But I like your confidence. It's good.
I like the money. I think that sounds like a...
Yeah, the money. What kind of investments would you make? Would you give us like cool equipment and like research facilities?
You can have whatever you want. You can watch TV as late as you'd like. You can have the 2 master bedrooms. It's gonna be an all out party every night. We're going clubbing.
Ooh, clubbing.
Clubbing. Wow.
Yeah, you guys got to help me get a fake though.
Oh yeah. You can't get in. How do you?
No. That's why I have 3 phones. It's to confuse the bouncers.
Oh. Well, I don't want to encourage underage drinking, okay?
Well, don't talk to your father like that.
Hey, I'm older than you, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah. You can do what I'm sorry.
I will
punch
you again.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Flashbacks.
What?
That was gave me flashbacks to earlier.
I think
when you hit me.
Oh,
I was gonna be like, wait, was your father?
And also,
abusive?
When my father fell in a hole.
Oh,
why did you smirked a little bit?
Yeah,
like,
when you said my father fell in a hole. That was like kind of like a conniving smirk there.
Well, I love it so. I'm so happy that they
wait,
fell
what?
In the hole.
What?
I'm happy that they fell in the hole.
Well, he did get a lot of money.
I got a lot of money out of it.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, those were your parents, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of superheroes are orphans and they lose their parents.
Yeah.
And they become stronger because of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they get committed to a mission to avenge their family.
But they're also very sad and traumatized by it, which doesn't seem like
I don't know if that's actually a superhero thing. The other stuff definitely is. I definitely, that all fit my, like, who I am. And then the last part, no.
Huh. Hmm. I'm gonna write this down for a second. Okay. Could you describe to our listeners?
Yes.
Your superhero costume.
My costume. All right. It's a tux. Tuxedo, that is. A smart watch on the left wrist. Another smart watch on the right wrist.
Does it? Another smart watch. What do you need the second smart watch for?
Bling on my tie.
Mm.
It looks like a tie, but it's got bling on it. All right.
Mm.
I'm wearing a hat, sort of like Abraham Lincoln, except on the top, it's just it's a troll face. The old
yeah.
I'm thinking about dropping the hat though.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
can we have a second here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll just count my dollars.
Yeah. Oh.
One.
These are the whole $100 bills.
Yeah, I haven't seen that many hundreds in a long time.
Hey, Froglet. I'm getting some weird vibes about this guy.
Yeah, he sounds like a rich asshole.
that's what it is, right? Yeah. I don't know if it's power per se. How does he? It looks like
he's got a lot of money and he's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, 100. 101.
He's already up to 100. 101 hundreds.
101 hundreds? What is that, like 100,000? Is that my math?
Yeah, 100. 1 million. 1,000.
1,000.
Maybe it's 1 million.
I don't know.
I'm bad at math.
Yeah, we. That's why we need.
We might need this guy.
Yeah, the money is nice.
Yeah.
We've been, eating candy because if you can't afford, takeout.
Exactly. We're in a goddamn basement. I mean, it's a great hooked up basement.
On, yeah, yeah. A basement.
But
right?
We're still in a basement. We could get out. We could.
Well, let's see how this goes. Maybe he'll flush out.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Inheritance Ingrid.
Huh? Sorry.
Yeah. How many dollars you get up to?
Oh, well, this is just my Wednesday wallet, so it's
what?
Only, it's only like $4,000.
$4,000.
Yeah. Just in case,
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just in case I get stuck somewhere and I need to
save someone.
Rent a cab for the evening.
Oh.
To help like a person that
to help myself get home, but I would like to drive, so I give him $3,000 and then I still have $1,000 left over in case I need gas.
I get it, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah,
but I just need some time to mull this over. Do you mind if we take a break? Is it okay if we take a break?
Totally.
Let's get refreshed. Cool. Let's think about this for a second, Froglet, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and here's a word from our sponsor. Support for There Goes My Hero comes from Hearable. Not enough space in your backpack? Are words hard? Can you not, even with a book? Hearable brings the words you can't read to life. Now in 6 million languages and dialects in our known universe, listen to narrators as they draw the line between acting and trying too hard. Hearable. Because books are hard.
Okay, listeners, we're back from our break, and we're here with Inheritance Ingrid.
Yo, yo, yo.
Damn, so cool, so chill.
So fly.
I can't get over how, cool you are. I just don't understand kids these days.
It's like he's never had to struggle or be responsible for anything
exactly.
His entire life.
And that's what makes me a hero.
Yeah, I was looking at your Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
You've got so many cool, these glamour shots of yourself and so many likes. It's
yeah,
just
man.
Wow.
That's my photographer. Yeah.
Wow.
You pay a photographer, a professional photographer.
Elise, she's an in-house photographer. So she just sort of lives in my house and takes pictures of me.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But also excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Do you ever donate your money?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I pay Elise a minimum wage sort of deal. And I guess when I go to stores and when I order food
Wait, you're saying that the money that you pay services to people is a donation?
Right, right.
That you don't, but people are providing a service to you. They're doing a job.
Exactly. And that's the whole, that's the idea of capitalism. And that's why I'm such a big fan of it.
Oh. Sounds like you're jipping people, man.
What?
Yeah. Do you tip? Are you a tipper?
Do I what?
Do you tip?
Like if a waiter comes to you or a delivery guy delivers a pizza to your mansion.
Which is like excellent service. You know? You just look confused. Like, do you know this?
Do you know what tipping is?
A what?
What?
Tip.
Tip.
T-I-P tip.
I have no idea what you're saying.
You don't tip your waiter, man?
No, why would I tip them over? That's messed up.
Because you're making $5 an hour serving.
They live off of their tips.
Right, so why would I grab them and tip them over and throw them on the ground? That doesn't seem like the right thing to do. I'm just going to take the check, and I'm going to write the total underneath. I'm going to write some dashes and the weird line with the scribbly word next to it, and then I'm going to sign it.
All right. The concept of a tip is, you say, they give you excellent service, giving you refills on your water, they ask you how your meal is, and then on the receipt, it says tip, and then suggested tip is like 15%, 18%, and what you do is you add that suggested tip to the total of your bill, and that tip becomes part of their wages. You get that?
That's funny, dude.
What?
Monetarily.
I think that's funny. That's a good sketch idea.
What?
Yeah.
What? No, it's real life.
Like an SNL type thing. Can you submit to SNL? You should send that to them, dude.
No, it's not a.
We're not trying to be comedians here.
We're trying to save the world.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're not saving the lives of these.
Yes, I am.
Waiters, pretty much indentured servants to society.
Well, I'm there for them. I buy the food, I eat it, and we're there. I'm a superhero, you guys.
Wears a tux. Troll hat.
That's really cool. Yeah.
I might not wear the troll hat anymore.
You know, in order to be our superhero, we gotta know some things on where your head is at the moment.
Absolutely. I'm so transparent. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, we like to do this thing with our heroes where...
So we test their might.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And what they would do with certain things in certain situations.
Yes.
You gotta do seven.
Whoa.
Seven. Yeah.
Marketing terms say that seven is a general idea of figuring out what the core use is whatever the object is that you're going to use.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah, I have my beach house has seven floors.
Oh.
So that's what you would do with your money. You would have seven floors.
I've already done that. I wouldn't even say what would I do. That's what I have.
So say there's a homeless person just lying on the corner of the subway.
What are seven things that you would do to help them?
Okay, just to clarification, homeless person, what is...
Oh, boy.
What is that?
So a homeless person is someone who doesn't have a home.
Yeah, they don't have a place to live, so they live on the street.
Yeah.
Usually they're mentally ill. They have, like, schizophrenia or something like that that keeps them from being able to work or, like, have meaningful relationships. Okay,
okay. So, yeah, that's what a homeless person is. That's what they are.
It doesn't seem like you know what any of the things are.
No, I get it. I get it. Boys, I get it. Okay, seven things that I help the Home Depot person, I guess.
Homeless.
I say, yes, the Home Depot person. I get it. I say, nice orange bucket, baby. I say
one.
Lowe's.
Okay, one. That's one.
I say Lowe's. Fuck them. Am I right?
Two.
That's two.
I say, smells like wood out here, eh?
That's three.
I say, where's the paint?
Four.
I say, yo, my kitchen has these issues, and then I list some fake issues to make them think I'm a customer.
Five.
I buy a Gatorade from them.
They sell... Do they even...
Six.
And then I'm like, is Depot French? Like, why don't we say the T?
Seven. That's seven things.
You described seven things you would do at a Home Depot.
None of them are actually helpful things... For a homeless person. Or a
Home
Depot.
I don't understand. I answered the question. Seven things that I would do to a Home Depot person.
I mean, I try.
Man, rich people are on another world.
Yeah, baby. We're doing it.
There he goes.
I am working on a spaceship. Well, I'm executive producing someone who's figuring it out.
Oh, so you're helping with the space program. That's great. That's great news.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
That's really redeeming.
Yeah. It's this idea where, so one day the world's going to be Dunzo, probably soon, right? And I don't want to be here.
Yeah, Doomhole.
Yeah, so I got this guy building a spaceship for two people so that me and him can get out of here.
Just you and the guy helping you build the spaceship?
Yeah. Unless, like, you know, unless I meet, like, a lady, and then I'm like, sorry, dude, you get it, and he'll understand.
Mm. Dude, that's horrible.
That's horrible, man.
What do you mean? I'm getting out of here.
What about, you know, what about your, if you were our superhero, what about us? What about your sidekicks? Can you just leave us here?
Well, we can work on that. We can get some booster seats inside the spaceship.
That's fair. That's a fair trade.
I'm going to give you one last shot, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. We don't know how this is going right now in here, Ingrid.
We don't know.
You know? And
so far, he's been very, very good. Like, everything he's saying is just so perfect.
Yeah. We're going to take you into our Stranger Danger Room, man.
Whoa.
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's, through my belt, I can take us into a virtual reality room where I use it mainly for training.
Sick.
But in this case, we're going to use it to test your powers.
Sick.
And what you would do in a situation.
Okay.
That might need you and us.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful, because you will feel the pain. Not in real life.
Oh.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
But it's going to seem super real.
I'm still sore from earlier. I think I'm...
Oh, yeah. Give him the
Do you
one,
need
two.
Ice? Do you need ice for that? It looks like it's swollen up a little bit.
I don't fuck with ice, man. It's dirty.
Ice, you know, ice, it's frozen. Yeah. It's frozen water.
Ugh. Nasty. Ugh.
What would you use on an injury instead of an ice?
I don't know. Get a needle with something in it and stick it in.
Oh.
Medication.
Medication, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a drug abuser.
Yeah. All right. You ready to go into our room?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. We're in a cave.
It's a dark and... dirty cave.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that? Someone's yelling help.
Oh my god.
Help. Someone's yelling help.
I mean, I'll hop up and see if I can and spot them from up high.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's so dark in here. It's super, man. Ooh, oh, bats, watch it.
No.
Hey, James, keep it cool, man.
Relax, I can't see.
I can't see. Why is the dimness so low?
What do you mean dimness?
Undim it. Turn off the dimmer.
We're in a cave.
There's no light. Alexa.
There's no
brightness. Alexa.
What? Alexa, what are you talking about?
There's no Alexa.
Where's Alexa?
We don't have an Amazon Echo or any of that.
Here, take this. Take this $100 bill and turn up the brightness, okay?
I'm going to take the $100 bill. Thank you so much. Yeah, I need this so badly.
Please, Venmo,
but I can't. Okay, but I can't do anything about the darkness.
What? It's so dark.
Someone is stuck in this cave down there, and we got to figure out a way to get them out here, man. What can you do?
We're stuck in a cave. We got to get out of the cave, right? Right, that's gonna help. We can go and leave, and then it'll figure it out.
I mean, we gotta help that person first, and then we'll figure out.
Yeah, the whole point of this room. All right, we gotta save them. All right,
help the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're helpless.
How do we
help the helpless?
How?
She's crying now. Oh man. All right. I can use my utility belt. I can make a little grappling hook from it.
Yeah.
And And I'm going to need you to pull me up, Inheritance Ingrid, when I call for the time, all right?
Okay. I'm just going to start eating these bats.
Yeah, you deal with the bats. Make sure they don't get in my way. Ooh, thanks, Froglet. Thanks for the cover. And I need you to be with me, all right?
Sure. Yeah. Froglet, here, take these $200.
Here I go.
And you do whatever he's asking me to do.
I'm going down.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am. Never fear, I'm here. I am Utility Belt Boy, and I'm here to save you. All right, just hold on, okay? All right, Inheritance Ingrid, I need you to pull me up, hurry! There's something coming! There's like a giant boulder, I need you to pull me up quick, all right?
Yeah, he bailed, man, he's not here.
Hey, what?
He gave me $200, he said for me to do his job for you.
Froglet, you accepted the money? He bribed you, man!
I haven't seen... a paycheck in, like, weeks, man.
I understand.
I'm collecting unemployment right now.
I have a civilian around my neck, and there's a boulder coming in, and there's no one to pull up because you're way up there. All right. Oh, son of a...
Wait, no. Oh, no, no.
Oh, oh God, my arm. Oh, God, I feel it. I heard it's Ingrid. Where did it go? Oh, shit. Oh, God, I gotta get out of here. The civilian's dead. Froglet.
Yep, what's up?
I gotta get us out of here, okay?
Hey.
Hey.
What the hell was that?
What?
What the hell was that?
Ooh,
what happened back there, man?
Well, I used my powers. I gave you guys money to do the job. And if I'm not wrong, you did it.
No.
Oh, I'm wrong?
The civilian died.
Right.
I almost died. My body is so sore right now.
Really?
Oh, gosh. How could you leave me up there, man?
What?
You had one job.
I did my job. I used my cash.
Do you know what a job is?
A who?
A job.
A job.
Like I know what a job is.
When you work for someone else.
I know. He made Apple.
Damn it.
He's the Apple guy. He's dead, yeah? You died?
Yes.
Why'd you smirk so much when...
What?
When you said that Steve Jobs died.
I just... It's crazy. I'm so happy for his kids.
Are they friends of yours? You guys go to...
No, but it's like, could you imagine owning Apple?
Oh, you're all about the inheritance, aren't you?
Yeah.
You don't even care that your parents die. Admit it!
Whoa. Hey, come on.
I'm pretty sure that you're responsible somehow still for your parents'
no,
death.
No, there was a big hole and they fell in it. It was their fault because they're dumb.
Whoa.
Wow. Shots fired.
Okay. Yeah, that the Stranger Danger Room did not go well.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, man. I mean, I appreciate the $200 that you gave me. Oh, my God, this isn't even... It's not real.
It's not real. Yeah, it's a Stranger Danger Room.
Oh,
they bribed you with fake money.
I still got my money. You guys, my power's so great.
I can't believe I accepted the bribe. It's like, you said it, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take it.
That's because...
How did you do that?
Everyone deep inside is the same. We all just want money. Okay? And I'm the only one willing to say that out loud and to accept it and do whatever it takes to get it. Even if that means digging a giant hole and placing a parent trap inside, which is just a DVD of Lost. And my parents love Lost so much, so they went right towards the DVD and they fell in and they died in the hole. And then 10 years later, I got the money and I never had to go back to karate again.
You son of a... Bitch!
You killed your parents because you're a lazy piece of shit who didn't want to do anything?
Thank you. Thank you for finally acknowledging the core of who I am.
Oh, boy.
We don't have a hero.
Yeah, I thought you were a superhero.
You're like a super villain.
Villain?
What?
I think we just had our first super villain on this show, Froglet.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You make me so mad.
No. What is that? What are those? Why is your face making a different face on it?
Because this is my angry face. Oh, and God. My angry face is when I know I've met another nemesis.
No.
And I'm not gonna do anything because you are a guest and I value that. And I value you for coming onto this podcast.
We're respectable people.
I love things that are valuable.
We have honor and we have a code.
That's not how I meant it. I meant in a more metaphorical thing. But you just think about money all the time.
Mm.
Non-stop with the money, all the time with the money.
That's me, baby. That's a good name for a song, non-stop with the money, all the time.
You should produce it with your money.
I will.
Just make a crappy hit with your money.
I'll pay someone to figure it out.
All right, Froglet. I don't like this, all right?
No, I don't like this at all. I mean, I was excited to get, like, you know, money.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah, no, you were all for it. But.
There's... Well, you mean... I'm poor, so...
Yeah.
I, you know.
And he's not even older than you. How can he be your stepdad if he's... How old... You're 18 years old?
I'm 18. I turned 18 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
He's inexperienced.
Let's see. One, inexperienced. Two, he doesn't tip.
No, he doesn't tip. That's disgusting. He doesn't even know what tipping is.
Yeah. Will you tip now? Is that something you've learned from us? Are you gonna tip?
after today?
If nothing else, that you can take anything away from your interaction with two sidekicks today, can you at least learn to tip your waiters?
I will never tip.
Get the fuck out of my basement!
You get the fuck out of my basement!
It's not your basement!
It's not...
You didn't pay
for
this.
Okay, yeah, sorry. You don't know where we are.
Please don't hit me. Here, take this money. Don't hit me.
Oh, yeah, I'll take...
Sorry.
Ah!
Ow!
Oh!
Nice.
That was for in the Stranger Danger Room when you left me for dead. Oh, yeah, I knocked the air out of you. How's that, orange belt? Well, guess what? I'm a green belt.
No.
Did you know that?
Green.
And he's actually green. Yeah. So, take that. Why don't you give him a little whip of your tongue while we're at it, huh?
No, a little whiplash.
No. Oh, slimy up.
My eye.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what heroes do.
You really licked my whole eyeball somehow.
It's salty.
Oh. Yeah. You cry those tears, Inheritance Ingrid.
Oh, I've never felt this much pain before.
Well, now you know. Now you know, all right? You spoiled brat.
What?
Yeah.
What did you call me?
You're a spoiled brat.
No, I'm not. I deserve everything I've ever gotten, okay?
All right, you killed your parents. All right, just let's... I'm going to blindfold you, all right?
Yeah, no. Let's get him out of here.
Put this on. Oh. We're going to get out of this basement right up into our chute that will take you back to where you live in your stupid mansion.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice, that mansion.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of 7 floors, man.
Yeah, that's pretty big. I'm not jealous. I am jealous.
But we're heroes. We're sidekicks.
All right.
And we're here to save people.
All right, get in there.
Okay.
All right, bye, Inheritance Grid.
Okay.
Take it easy, man.
Follow me on Twitter, you guys. Please.
Only to hate on you.
Yeah.
Good enough.
There he goes. Oh, boy. I'm so heated, Froglet. Before I was high on sugar, now I'm high on anger.
I think I'm going to take a nap, man. That was a lot.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming down, huh?
I'm a little depressed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah?
I kinda wish that he would have been a decent person with a lot of money.
Yeah,
so we
right?
could, like, get paid for what we do.
Exactly. Like a Bill Gates guy who just like, hey, I know I'm like the richest man on earth, but I will donate to these third world countries.
Would have been something.
Yeah.
Something better than what we have now.
Yeah.
But he's a villain.
Yeah, he's a villain. We had listeners. I don't think you understand the gravitas of this situation. But we just had a villain in my watch basement.
Yeah.
And I feel dirty. I feel corrupt right now.
Disgusting. That's why we just sent him home.
I'm going to take a shower after this. What do you do? Do you shower?
Huh? Yeah, I lick myself.
Okay.
Regularly.
Yeah?
Every once in a while, I jump in a swamp.
Okay. That's more.
Take a swim.
Yeah, I was like, isn't that what a cat does? Don't cats lick themselves
lick
clean?
Lick themselves clean? Yeah, cats do that. Frogs do it, too.
Oh, well, I had no idea.
Mostly on the lips, though.
Well... Listeners, I'm going to cool down, but thank you for tuning in to our podcast. There Goes My Hero.
And it's been real.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have just listened to a podcast. There Goes My Hero. For security purposes, we must delete your memory with this memory deletion tone. Beep, 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 beep. This podcast was produced by Kurt Cruz and George Christopher. Music by Andy Bell. Edited by Kurt Cruz, with additional audio by Dedrick Sarzava. Froglet is played by George Christopher. Utility Belt Boy is played by Kurt Cruz. Inheritance Ingrid was played by Andy Vega. Not to be confused with Vega from Street Fighter. Man, was he cool. For more Andy Vega, the improviser, check out his indie teams, Just And, on facebook.com/justandimprov. Or in Stove's Cabin Crew at facebook.com/Stove's Cabin Crew. This wonderful AI voice that you are listening to is voiced by Dominique Brion. To support this podcast, please give it a 5-star review on iTunes or go to theregoesmyheropodcast.com for more details. Follow us on Twitter at TGMHpodcast. And for a behind-the-scenes look that will shatter your sense of belief, superheroes, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at There Goes My Hero Podcast.